In college basketball on Tuesday, Matt Bohannon and Paul Jesperson scored 15 points apiece, and Jeremy Morgan and Wes Washpin each had 14 to lead Northern Iowa to a 70-60 victory over Stephen F. Austin in an early game yesterday morning. The Panthers led the entire game, increasing their 40-26 halftime advantage to 19 points on Bohannon's three-pointer early in the second half. T.J. Holyfield's tip-in cut it to 58-50 with 4 minutes left, but the Lumberjacks could get no closer. Stephen F. Austin's Thomas Walkup scored 30 points on 12 of 20 shooting from the field, and he added 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Northern Iowa survived 17 turnovers by holding the Lumberjacks to just 36% shooting. The Panthers beat Stephen F. Austin for the second straight year. Last season, they ended the Lumberjacks' 34-game home winning streak with a tight victory. UNI improves to 1-1 with that victory yesterday. Well, second-ranked Kentucky Wildcats won a matchup of top five teams in the Champions Classic in Chicago. Tyler Ulis had 18 points and 6 assists as the Wildcats downed number 5 Duke 74-63 last night. Jamal Murray scored 11 of his 16 points in the second half for Kentucky, which forced 16 turnovers and outscored the Blue Devils 18-4 on fast break points. The Wildcats improved to 3-0. Duke drops to 2-1. Also in the Champions Classic, Denzel Valentine had a triple-double of 29 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists as the 13th-ranked Michigan State Spartans down number 4 Kansas 79-74. Valentine hit all three of his three-pointers while scoring 21 points in the second half after the Jayhawks carried a 6-point lead into the locker room at intermission. Perry Ellis finished with 21 points and 6 rebounds for Kansas. Elsewhere around the top 25, Rashid Suleiman hit a tie-breaking three-pointer with a minute 18 left as third-ranked Maryland escaped with a 75-71 win over visiting Georgetown. Buddy Hield scored 30 points, and number 8 Oklahoma held off Memphis 84-78 in the Sooners' season opener. Shaquille Harrison scored 20 points, and Markel Curtis 16 to help Tulsa upset number 9 Wichita State 77-67. Josh Hart scored 19 points, and 11th-ranked Villanova shot 49% from the field in an 87-63 romp over Nebraska. Demetrius Jackson scored 20 points, and Zach August scored 8 of 15 of his 17 points in the second half in Notre Dame's 86-78 win over Milwaukee. And number 19, Connecticut is 2-0 after Sterling Gibbs scored 18 of his 21 points in the first half in an 85-66 win over New Hampshire yesterday. To college football now, where as Iowa's undefeated streak has continued to grow, so has the national ranking and the stakes. And there'll be plenty on the line this Saturday when the Hawkeyes host Purdue. With a victory, the Hawkeyes would clinch at least a share of the Big Ten West Division title and lock up a spot in the Big Ten championship game. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says even if the Hawkeyes beat the Boilermakers, don't expect to see a trophy presentation when it's over.
That's a really good thing. And that would mean we're 11-0, and that would mean we're 7-0, and boy, that'd be great. But we're not done yet. So, I mean, we'll acknowledge that privately. And then, you know, we're going to have to move fast towards that next game because it's going to come quick for us. And they already got their sights on us. So we're going to have some time to make up for it.
Barron says a victory would be a great way to cap off the home schedule.
I have an opportunity to go 7-0 in the Big Ten, which would be significant. 7-0 in Kinnick, which has only been done once before. That's certainly important. And then the other thing is a chance to grab the Western Division title, which to me, those are the tangible things that are out there for us, and that's really what we're kind of focused on right now.
Purdue comes in with a 2-8 record, but the Boilers nearly beat Michigan State and Northwestern on the road.
They got good receivers, they got a good quarterback, they got a good running back, big line. You know, we're going to have to line up and go to work, and that's, we're not taking anything for granted. I can assure you that. I know. Our conversations have been strictly on Purdue. We got a lot of respect for them and respect for their coaching staff.
Ferentz says the Hawkeyes are an unselfish team, and they're finding different ways to win.
Last time out there, the offense really had it going, and we gave up more big plays than we cared to defensively. But, you know, we started out the Big Ten schedule with a 10-6 game, I believe it was. So, you know, it was all about the defense that day. And that's the beauty of football, and that's the beauty of a team sport, I think. And you know, when you get that going, that's really a good thing, whether it's positionally or offense, defense, special teams. Doesn't matter how you get there. The idea is to get there. That's the whole deal.
Ferentz says there are many factors that have led to Iowa's success this season, but none more important than leadership.
You know, we've got guys that have bought in, certainly, and they've taken, not only taken it upon themselves, but embraced the responsibility of being older and being guys that are respected by the football team. And And I've said all along, I don't know how good we are, you know, as a football team, but the two things that these guys play hard, and they're together, you know, they're together. And that togetherness starts with leadership, and the best kind of leadership is from your own players.
Farron says the Hawkeyes remain focused on each opponent and not what is at stake.
Yeah, the most important stat is winning games. That's ultimately the one that gets judged the most critically, and, you know, that's the goal we have every week. So, you know, that's kind of what we've been focused on, and that's what we'll hopefully be focused on this week and the week after.
You can hear more from Coach Ferentz tonight. Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz is up tonight at 6:30 here on the radio. Of course, that's our lead-in to the game on Saturday, Iowa hosting Purdue at Kinnick Stadium, the final home game of the year. 9 o'clock in the morning is pregame. 11:05 is kickoff, and we'll have it for you here on the radio. Well, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame remain the top of the college football playoff selection committee rankings this week. Iowa stays at number 5, and Oklahoma State moves up to number 6, one spot ahead of Big 12 rival Oklahoma. Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State seem to have control of their playoff hopes. If those three win out, it looks as if they should be in. The highest-ranked Pac-12 team was Stanford at number 11. The Pac-12 will need a lot of help to avoid being left out of the Final Four the way the Big 12 was last season. Navy was the highest-ranked Group of Five team, and American Athletic Conference rival Houston was number 19. The Midshipmen and the Cougars will play each other on November 27th. In NFL news, the Chiefs have placed rookie tight end James O'Shaughnessy on injured reserve, and they claim defensive tackle David King off of waivers from the Seattle Seahawks. The Chiefs announced those moves yesterday. O'Shaughnessy, their fifth-round pick this year, has missed Kansas City's past two games with a fractured foot. He caught 6 passes for 87 yards during his rookie season. The Chiefs have used Demetrius Harris and Brian Parker in his place during wins over Detroit and Denver. They will continue to share duties alongside starting tight end Travis Kelce. King was a seventh-round pick of the Philadelphia Eagles in 2013. He's played in 7 games over the past 2 seasons with Seattle. The Cleveland Browns are about to give Johnny Manziel a long look. The Browns say Manziel will be their starting quarterback the remainder of the season. The 2012 Heisman Trophy winner has been filling in for the injured Josh McCown the last 2 games and has impressed coach Mike Pettine. Manziel passed for 372 yards and a 30-9 loss at Pittsburgh on Sunday and has completed 76 of his 128 passes for 933 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions in 6 games this season. However, the Browns are 2-8 overall and 1-2 in games started by Manziel. The Browns made their announcement shortly before the NFL said that Manziel would not be disciplined for a domestic incident with his girlfriend last month. A person with direct knowledge of the decision says the Oakland Raiders linebacker Alden Smith has been suspended by the NFL for 1 calendar year for violations of the league's substance abuse policy. Smith was released by the San Francisco 49ers in August after a list of run-ins with the law before landing across the bay with the Raiders. The New York Giants have brought back wide receiver Hakeem Nicks to replace the injured Victor Cruz on the roster. The Giants' first-round pick in the 2009 draft had 311 receptions for 4,622 yards and 27 touchdowns in 5 years with the team before he signed with the Colts last season. Dallas has waived quarterback Brandon Whedon with the possibility of Tony Romo's return this weekend after missing 7 games with a broken collarbone. Whedon went 0-3, filling in for Romo before being benched in favor of Matt Cassel. Well, Major League Baseball has announced its managers of the year, and they come from teams that made huge improvements over the last 12 months. Chicago Cubs skipper Joe Maddon is the National League Manager of the Year following a 97-65 season that put the team in the postseason for the first time since 2008. Maddon was named the Cubs manager after last season and helped them make a 24-win improvement over 2014. They finished just 3 games behind the National League Central champion Cardinals before knocking off St. Louis in the division series. Maddon came away with 18 of 30 first-place votes and 124 points. It's the third time he's captured the award, doing it with the Rays in 2008 and 2011. Cards manager Mike Matheny finished second in the balloting, followed by Terry Collins of the New York Mets. Jeff Banister has been named the American League Manager of the Year after guiding the Texas Rangers to the AL West title in his rookie season. Banister led the Rangers to an 88-74 record in their first division title since 2011 before losing a best-of-5 division series against Toronto. He inherited a ball club that was 67-95 and last in the division. Banister got 17 of 30 first-place votes and 112 points to beat out Houston's A.J. Hinch and Minnesota skipper Paul Molitor for that honor. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.